This is an insane path, working every single night at a restaurant, man, so I can focus on what's important to me and really not tie the point where I'm at right now, where case studies are limited, and I can tie these experiences to a growth-oriented opportunity instead of tying it to capital. Because as you know, once you are financially attached to your skill, to your art, which in my case is marketing, neurology, psychology. I'm not trying to take steal completely Jeremy Haynes' formula, but in being inspired by what he's doing, I'm trying to shift that into a more lighter tone, because again, it's very easy to advertise from a framework of rigidity, and of course you need to establish trustworthiness. But man, I was establishing an event yesterday, a kimchi workshop with 20k plus influencers, and the invite I sent was like super light. It had jokes in it, not to say I was funny, but to say that you can be light, and it's even better because first of all, laughter is an emotion, funny is something that initiates an emotion. It's all about creating emotion. So if you can make people feel better, you peak up their state to increase their chances of performing a more beneficial buying decision for themselves and for the seller as well, right? And I want to go into a core concept right now and lead that into a call to action for you for the next couple days, but maybe just today, try it out. The point is, buyers, if they express, after you've negotiated with them and after you've established and reframed their vision and after you've come to them with a solution and they accepted it, if you experience resistance from them, that's the best sign you could ever have. If you experience resistance from someone you've already negotiated with, that means they're in the third phase of the buying process, and that means that they're gauging their risk and they're gauging the price and if the value that they're getting justifies the price that they will be paying, right? And so this internal dilemma, if you will, this internal struggle sparks up cortisol and initiates a kind of fight or flight response within the buyer to the point where he might not answer your phone calls, he might not even talk to you, he might be very blunt with you. But these are all essential parts of the buying process, and we need to understand that we cannot push that. We need to be there and hold the buyer's hand. It's like when your girlfriend has cramps, you need to be there and you need to assist her, because after that goes away, she'll be all yours, right? Maybe this is a far-reached illusion. And when you think about it, it's like hypergamy, the dynamics of sales applies itself to every single aspect of your life. For example, getting girls or getting a specific crush, right? There's always going to be a couple guys surrounding it, hypothetically, and it's always the main one that will overcome that exception and that objection, reframe their vision with theirs. And it's all a sales process. All to say that when you're experiencing a struggle with a buyer, right, and they're being blunt with you, unless you disrespected them, of course, but after you've taken them through the steps of recreating a vision with your solution in mind, then if they are not receptive to you for a little while, let them be. Assist them. Say, hey, listen, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'll be there in my corner delivering more value to my other customers, right? And that's just them gauging. That's their way of telling you that they're gauging your risk. Okay, and being said, I want you to identify today in your interaction, your social interactions, identify, of course, what people are feeling emotionally, but go deeper than that. I want you to identify, what are people trying to project? What are the reasons and the belief tied to these reasons, which makes them act in a certain way, which makes them wear certain things, which make them say certain things, right? So I was in a class, and for example, if a girl has a specific set of shoes, instead of just asking yourself, okay, she bought that, she's probably from that social class, really use what Steve Jobs said was like the best market research is just looking at people, right? And I want you to identify different clues she gives out into her own persona. Even ask her, I would. if you have the opportunity to, or ask him, and ask yourself, what is she trying to project wearing these shoes? What is the intention behind wearing these shoes? Is it pure utility? What made her buy these shoes? What is the reason? And then go past the reason, go to the belief, right? So the reason I'm creating this podcast is because I have the fundamental belief that I need to practice my voice before I have to share it. I need to discover my voice, more importantly, before I share it to the masses. And this is my way of doing it, right? So you need to go action justified by reason, and the reason is justified by a belief. And sales, at the end of the day, like I said in my last episode, is always about changing that core belief, which is the root of all their actions and the root of their problem, because actions create problems, right? It's constant, continuous cycle and never-ending cycle of patterns unless you're able to change the belief and change the way you do things and the reasons behind why you do these things. So today, identify, let's say, three people and ask yourselves one thing about each of these three people. What are they trying to project? And I want you to write this down.